Alex Bauman, Michael Giddens, the Bagpipe Brothers, blowing in and going, Giddens, Bauman wants to do something new with us again.
He's changing it up.
It's okay. Change is okay, but I really feel like that all this change has come about because you were getting your butt whipped and you smarter than a
I had no input here. This is all Alex wanting to change.
I'm saying that changed, though, because you wanted to quit.
I didn't want to quit. I didn't say anything about quitting.
Go back to
it. The only thing that I thought was, I thought it was unfair that I was so far behind because of paternity leave. But besides that, I didn't want to quit.
Hey, the Bills keep going in, both.
Not the Buffalo Bills against New England.
Hey, well, you can talk about them all you want to. But, hey, the Bills keep coming in, whether you're on maternity leave or not. Grab the plunger.
Yeah, the Bills come in even more.
Do you know what you do with Bills, guys? You guys are young enough to – y'all don't know this.
You send them back.
No, you put them back in the mailbox. That way you never got them.
Yeah.
Put them back in the mailbox. It's the Fred Sanford thing.
See, now there's this thing called technology and the internet, and they send you – e-bills.
No, I don't get e-bills.
He doesn't have the internet.
No, I don't pay for that crap.
You don't have the World Wide Web?
No.
He lives in a hole in the ground.
I mean, I'm being honest. I mean, I still put food in the oven to warm it up instead of, I don't have a microwave. Okay?
Wow.
So, put bills back in the mailbox.
Put bills in the microwave.
Well, I can do that. Put them in the oven, burn them up. All right, here we go. What are we doing, Bauman?
Who said it? I'm going to give you a quote, and you have to tell me who said it. We have three categories. You're going to have six questions each, or six quotes.
Two from each category?
Yes.
Okay, Giddens. Are we going to alternate, or is he going to do all six of his at one time?
Alternate.
All right, go ahead, Giddens.
All right.
We're starting with historical figures here. Probably most difficult category.
Great.
We love that, don't we? Yep. We love a challenge, don't we, Giddens?
That's right.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I've heard it before, and right now I can't think of who said it. Can I get a hint?
President.
Hints?
Yeah, you asked for hints, didn't you?
Yeah, I'll give you hints. I'm not going to tell you directly who it is. Right. President.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Everybody gets two hints max.
One more hint.
New Deal.
FDR.
Correct.
I like this hint system. Don't you, David?
Yeah, but you ain't got any more. Both of them on one thing.
What, is that true?
No.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. Get two on every one?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I still won't win.
Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
You got to be freaking kidding me.
Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
I'm going to try it without a hint.
You going to try it without a hint?
Why?
Why? You get two regardless.
Okay, go ahead and give me a hint.
Civil rights.
Well, I was going to say Martin Luther King.
Yes.
That's what I was going to say to begin with. I honestly thought that was who said that. So I actually got one right because I was going to say that without a hint.
Right. A house divided against itself cannot stand.
Hint.
Really?
Yeah.
You need a hint?
I told you I was not going to be good at this.
John Wilkes Booth.
Abraham Lincoln.
Correct.
Is that in the Gettysburg Address?
I have no idea what it's from. I'm assuming it is that.
Yeah. The house that's not divided, that has to be in an address.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I know this one without a hint.
I think I know it too. Give me a hint. I know it's president.
Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, Lord.
Are you coming up with these hints off the top of your head?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
All right. Give me another hint.
Dallas, Texas.
That's going to be John F. Kennedy.
Yes.
I knew that's who it was. I thought that's who it was to the very beginning. All right. So what are we, two for two?
Two for two.
Yeah. And now we go to a different category.
He said that was the toughest one, too.
Yeah. Hey, we're all right with the rest of them. Give me
next one is movies.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. Here I go down the tubes.
Starting off with Giddens here. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Oh, that's the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz.
Correct. Yeah. No hints for Giddens there.
I kind of knew that one, too.
Just keep swimming.
That is Nemo.
Yes.
Finding Nemo.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Dory and Finding Nemo.
You know how I know that? I watched it last week with Brindley, man.
That was the last movie you watched.
One of the few. Yeah. Hey, you want me to tell you what I watched, seriously, most of all with movies? The movie Cars. She loves that.
Yeah.
She loves Lightning McQueen. So my next question needs to be with Lightning McQueen.
I feel the need for speed.
Oh, God. Come on, man. We just talked about this off air.
I feel the need for speed.
Don't take any hints on this. You have got to know this.
Hint.
Oh, hint. My God.
Hint.
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 No, let me give him the hint.
Okay.
No. I don't trust his hint.
If it don't work, I'll give you a different one.
No, go on and give him one.
Trying to give one that doesn't give it away immediately.
It's going to give it away, no matter how you do it.
Meg Ryan.
Okay.
Hint.
Oh, he's got to have another hint on this one. This is horrible.
Val Kilmer.
It is Top Gun.
Correct.
Man, how did you not get that from the get-go?
I knew it, and I just wanted to get hints. I wanted to mess with you.
No, you didn't know it. But seriously, that is the one clip that they play when they're previewing the movie for like two nights out. I feel the need for speed.
I should have said Lightning McQueen.
That wouldn't have been bad. All right, I'll miss this one.
Here's Johnny.
That's Ed McMahon on Johnny Carson. Here's Johnny. Give me a hint.
What's the actor's name? Huh?
I know the director off the top of my head, but it's
Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. Yeah.
I know most all Jack. You're saying he was in the movie.
Yes, this is his quote.
He said it.
Give me one more hint, because I know about director. Three or
four. Should we give him director, or should we give him the genre of the movie?
It's up to you.
Yeah, I mean.
Horror movie.
Oh, I know it, and I can't think of the name of it. Seriously.
You know what scene I'm talking about.
Yes. It's not The Howling, is it?
No.
No, I can't think of the name. I know it, but I can't think of the name of it.
Giddens, you want to help him out here?
It's The Shining. Stanley Kubrick.
I knew it was one word, and I couldn't remember. All right. So he's up 3-2. Or no, 4-3. Okay.
Last part. Sports figures.
Uh-oh.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott.
Some people want it to happen. Some wish it would happen. Others make it happen. This is on the front screen of my laptop.
Well, I know it's not anybody from the Atlanta Hawks.
Is that a hint right
now? No.
I know it's not anybody from the Atlanta Hawks.
No. Nobody from the Kings either.
Want a hint?
That's a pretty wide thing. I don't know that I've heard it, but I can't remember. Give me a hint.
Chicago Bulls.
Oh, that's Michael Jordan.
Yep.
I thought it was Zach Levine.
I actually thought that Michael Jordan said about the shots. I know Wayne Gretzky said that, but did you know that Michael Jordan had a quote, "I've missed 9,000 shots in my career, but I never made one that I didn't attempt." You got to attempt them, baby. Mm-hmm.
Winning isn't everything, but wanting to is.
Ooh.
I think I know this one. It's a coach, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll be your hint, Giddens, coach.
Well, there's a lot
football,
of coaches.
I'll give you football coach for the hint.
And okay. Can I say it if he don't?
Yeah.
Hey, give me another hint.
That's your two hints.
No, football coach was his one hint. His other hint.
Legendary, maybe?
Super Bowl winning.
Give the quote again.
Winning isn't everything, but wanting to is.
I think I know this one. I really do. And I will give you another hint. It is not Bill Belichick.
I didn't think it was. He's not a very optimistic, sunshine and rainbows kind of person. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to is.
Come on.
I don't even know. I'm going to go Jimmy Johnson.
Incorrect.
Can I throw?
Yeah.
Vince Lombardi.
It was Vince Lombardi.
I knew that one.
All right. I was going to say Super Bowl and just leave it at that, but I feel like you had to let right into that.
So I'm going to go on and ask, what happens if we tie at 4 or 5 apiece?
I'll find one on the internet and you get to do it.
All right. You better be looking because I'm coming.
Okay. Every strike brings me closer to the next home run.
every strike brings me closer to the next home run. I got a feeling. You give me a hint, but I think I know who it is.
New York Yankees.
That's going to be Babe Ruth.
Correct.
I thought it was when you say Yogi Berra.
Well, I thought it was either going to be Babe Ruth or you know who I thought said that was Barry Bonds.
Really?
Barry Bonds said something similar to that. Okay. All right, so we're tied up at
5-5.
No, 4.
We're going to continue with sports here.
We missed one.
Yeah, you both missed one.
Yeah, it's 5-5.
5-5. No,
yeah, it's 5-5. 4-4.
No, 5-5 because you both had 6.
Huh?
You both had 6 questions.
We've already answered just 5.
No, you've answered 6.
Oh, okay. So this is overtime.
Yeah, this is overtime.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go.
Dream as big as you can dream, and anything is possible.
Wait a minute. What category is this?
Sports.
Okay.
Dream as big as you can dream, and anything is possible.
Hint.
Olympic gold medalist.
Hint.
Don't give the sport. That'll give it away. I think I know this.
Olympic gold medalist. I'm trying to think of a hint that wouldn't give this away, because if I give you the sport like David said...
There's been a lot of Olympic medals in every sport.
Can I answer it?
If he doesn't get it right, you can steal it for the win.
But don't give it away.
No.
Because I think I know it.
Let's see. Let me look up something that I could give Giddens as a hint.
I think I know it, because if he gives you the sport, I think he gives it away too.
I mean, did you say gold medalist or just...
Yeah. Gold medalist. Most famous in their sport.
Most famous in their sport.
I think that's good.
That narrows it down to what I think would be 2. You've got a choice of 2. And if I'm not mistaken, 1 man and 1 woman. I'm giving you all the hints.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sitting here just trying to decide between them. Do you know which two I'm talking about? I think so. I'm going to go Michael Phelps.
Correct.
Yeah, I was thinking it was either him or Simone Biles. All right, so he answered well. He had a lot of help on that one.
He did.
All right.
It's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get up.
Ah. That is...
You want a hint before you try to throw it out there and lose?
Well, I'm going to take a hint, but I think it's a boxer.
Super Bowl winning coach.
That is going to be...
You want another hint before you guess?
Yeah, I got it narrowed down to 2. Go ahead. Hint.
Cheese.
That's going to be Vince Lombardi as well.
Yeah.
I thought it was either him or maybe Jimmy Johnson. Okay.
We keep going.
Man, this thing's going to go. We're pretty good. Hey,
it's going to get to the point where I'm going to go and give you 1 hint and then no hints.
We're 7-for-8, aren't we?
All together. 6-for-7.
No, we've answered 8. We've answered 2 in overtime now.
No, you're 6-for-7.
Okay. I can't count.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often illusions.
Are we still on 2 hints?
One hint.
Never say never, because what?
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just illusions.
All right, give me my hint.
I'll make it really hard hints now. Basketball. NBA. That'll be the hint, NBA.
Give the quote one more time.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just illusions.
NBA. Let's go. You know what? I have no idea. Let's just go Magic Johnson.
Incorrect. Michael Jordan.
I knew it.
All right. This is for the win.
I bet I get a soccer question.
The will to succeed is important, but what's more important is the will to prepare.
I think I know this without a hint.
You should still ask for the hint.
I'm going to ask for the hint.
College basketball.
College basketball. That's going to be John Wooden.
Incorrect.
No?
Bob Knight.
And we continue.
I'm going to run out of quotes.
You know who I thought that was? Seriously, though. I thought that was Nick Saban. Didn't he say something similar to that?
He probably has, knowing Nick
Saban. Are we down to no hints now?
No hints.
No hints. Oh, we're getting tough. We got to get out of here on this one, too. Come on, let's go.
It's not the will to win that matters. Everyone has that. It's the will to prepare to win that matters.
Wasn't that what you just asked me?
They all sound the same, man.
He just asked me that. I got that one. That one's what's his name from Indiana? Bob Knight. I win. He just asked
me
that.
No hints.
That's Nick Saban, man. I just gave you the answer.
Well, I don't care. Nick Saban.
No. You were close. You were in the ballpark.
I tricked you out, man.
Paul Bear Bryant.
I knew it was over at the Capstone. All right. This is for the win. I won't get this either. Watch him give me a soccer question.
I want a soccer one. It's probably going to be a different language, though.
It's hard to beat a person who never gives up.
Well, I was going to say Rocky Balboa, but no hints.
No hints.
It's hard to beat a person that never gives
up. Who never gives up.
I'm going to say that is... I'm going to say I thought Joe Gibbs.
Nope. Babe Ruth. Come on, y'all. We got to get out of this
segment.
This is
hard with no hints now.
All right. I tell you what. Let's see if...
I think if after this one we declare a tie.
Yeah, we'll just declare a tie. Favorite thing. Yeah, we'll Drew.
Yeah, we draw.
Now, Drew, that's what you said.
Yeah, that's the past tense. We will have drawn.
All right, give us one more chance. No hints, quickly.
No hints?
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm trying to get somebody that...
Give him a soccer one and give me a NASCAR one and we'll end this thing.
We don't want to tell our dreams. We want to show them.
Is this a soccer one?
Yeah, yeah. It's not an obscure soccer player either, so don't expect that.
It's Mia Hamm.
Just take a shot in the dark.
Throw it out there, man.
Is it an American? Can I at least get that?
You can't. No, it's not an American. It's a famous soccer player.
All right, let's go Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We're going to draw a tie here, David, unless you get it right.
I get a NASCAR question?
Yeah.
All right.
You can't let one bad moment spoil a bunch of good ones.
Can't let one bad moment spoil a bunch of good ones. That was Richard Petty.
No, Dale Earnhardt.
I knew it was one of the two of them.